These stories were in Elgin newspapers on November 13, 1920. A verdict of death from burns and shock accidentally received when her clothing caught fire was returned by coroner Eugene H. Norton's jury, which today investigated the death of Mrs. Charity Rice, an 86-year-old Elgin woman, yesterday, in her home. Mrs. Rice, formerly known as Aunt Chat to scores of Elgin residents, was alone in her home at 101 Center Street yesterday afternoon when her clothes caught fire, supposedly ignited by a kerosene oil stove, which she was using to heat the room. The Sherman Hospital Cradle Band March promises to be among the most attractive and interesting feature of the World's Fair to be given in December by the Elgin Woman's Club. Any child born at the hospital since its opening in 1888 to the present day is invited to join this band, which will parade one afternoon of the fair, accompanied by the Elsie Taylor Trio. The matter of disposition of the City Hall building, relative to either its sale or conversion into a municipal hotel in accordance with the plan of Mayor Arwin E. Price and Commissioner Frank M. Lasher, may be taken up by the City Council at the regular session next Monday morning. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from Elgin 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.